All right, 9:09 now on this Tuesday morning. Here we go. New Orleans Pelicans basketball. Your New Orleans Pelicans tipping off the regular season tomorrow against the Chicago Bulls in the Smoothie King Center. You can catch Pels Bulls pregame 6:30. Tip-off 7 o'clock tomorrow on WWL AM, FM, and WWL.com, and streaming on the Odyssey app. We're delighted to have Pelicans basketball, and we're delighted to be joined now by Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Thanks for taking the time. Let's start with the Trey Murphy extension. How important was it to get one done before the season, and how important is he to the Pels?
I think this was something they had to get done, and I think the deal, 4 years, $112 million, is a win-win for both sides. Trey Murphy gets, you know, generational money here. New Orleans locks him in on a four-year deal, and this is a guy that they consider a future starter. Yes, he's injured right now, will miss the opener tomorrow night, but this is someone who I think will be starting by the middle of this season. And when you look at the core guys on this team, it's built around Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson's best net rating, so basically the most effective lineup he has, includes Trey Murphy in it. When you pair him in one other player and look at the stats, the stats say Trey Murphy is the most important guy to put alongside Zion Williamson with that deep three-point shooting that he has, spacing the court for a guy that attacks the rim like Zion Williamson. This was a really good deal. They get him in at under $30 million per year, and that might seem like a little bit of sticker shock, but in the age of a rising salary cap where there's more money in the NBA than there ever has been before, this is something like 16% of the salary cap. That's going to be a steal for a starter in the future, and I think in a couple of years we'll look at this, and it'll be one of the better contracts in the league.
What do we know about his hamstring?
It sounds like it's healing pretty well. Hamstrings can be tricky. He's not going to be available on opening night. I imagine he'll get reevaluated this week. We'll see him maybe return to play in a week to 2 weeks, I think, so he won't miss too much time to start the year.
From what I know of hamstrings, having been through them and talking to so many orthopedists throughout the years and doctors, it seems as though it's, you know, the NBA season, I don't have to tell you, is a long one, but it seems like hamstrings can be problematic if you go before you're ready. So I guess the Pelicans are going to play it on the safe side, I would think.
Yeah, you know, they dealt with this 2 years ago with Zion Williamson, where on New Year's Eve he suffered a hamstring injury, and it basically ruled him out for the rest of the year. There's not a whole lot you can do other than just rest and let your body heal itself when it comes to these. This wasn't as serious of a hamstring injury, it sounds like, as others are, but you definitely do not want to rush back from this type of injury early. I think it's also better to miss games earlier in the season than late in the season, too. This is a team that has enough talent here. They should be in playoff contention. The last thing you want is a situation like last year where Zion Williamson suffered another hamstring injury, missed that first-round series where they got swept against the Oklahoma City Thunder. You want Trey Murphy ready for the stretch run with that three-point shooting, with that court spacing, and I think the Pelicans tend to play injuries kind of cautious, and we'll probably see the same approach with Trey here.
If I know that, if you know that, certainly the Pelicans know that, right?
You would hope, but given some of the injury history they've had in the past, you never know, but they have gotten better on that front, particularly the past year or so. So I'm hopeful that we won't see any sort of setback or anything like that. Trey's been doing some shooting work on the court. Once he's cleared to play, they've got to ramp him back up with some light conditioning, slowly getting a little bit more before they put him back into a full game. So I think they'll take the cautious approach. They'll handle this injury correctly. This is now a core piece of their roster going forward. Him, Herb Jones, Zion Williamson, DeJounte Murray, who they traded for this offseason, they're not going to do anything that would jeopardize his season or his career.
I hate, and look, no injury is good, but man, I hate to even hear about a hamstring. Speaking of core, the Pelicans got a pretty solid core locked up for a few years.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, they addressed one of the two biggest needs they had this offseason, and that was a point guard and a center. The center still remains a big question mark for this team, but I think they feel by trading for DeJounte Murray, moving him back to his natural position of point guard, he's going to add a lot to this team. One of the issues that they had at the end of last season was struggling to win close games. Late in the fourth quarter, a close game, they did not do a good job. In fact, they were 0-22 when trailing after three quarters. DeJounte Murray, and coming over from the Atlanta Hawks, is a guy that's won crunch games before, those close games where he's hit big-time shots. They think just that ability alone is going to really elevate this team going forward. He's not even 30 years old yet. This is a guy that could average 10 assists per game this season. They think pairing him with Zion Williamson is just going to unlock this offense a little bit more. That was where they struggled last year. But he also fits in defensively. He leads the league in the past, I think, 3 years in steals per game, alongside Herb Jones, who made the all-defensive team last year. They should form a pretty formidable defense that's going to lock down some backcourt players, and I think they're very optimistic about their chances this year.
How about preseason? What did we see?
We didn't see a whole lot. It's preseason. You don't want to put, you know, too much emphasis on that, but you know, we did not see what we presume is going to be the starting lineup out there. Brandon Ingram only played in the final game. Zion played in the first two. They had one canceled that was supposed to be played in Florida due to Hurricane Milton. So preseason was a mixed bag. There's definitely some cause for concern. Rebounding looked like it could be an issue. This team is a little bit small if they don't start a traditional center, and I don't know if they really will on opening night. So there's still, I think, more questions than answers around this team. There's a lot of talent, but the question is, how does it all fit? Can you make it work? And that's going to be the big challenge for head coach Willie Green this season, to be able to put those pieces out there on the court in a way that makes sense. So I think we're going to get the first true test tomorrow night against the Chicago Bulls, and I'm excited to see what we're going to find out there on the court.
I'm getting a text here from some people, a couple of different texts, asking about small ball. They don't understand what small ball is in basketball. Break that down, and that's what the Pelicans would be doing this year without a real starting center?
Yeah, you know, they still might go with a traditional lineup, which is your point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and then your biggest man in the center position. And they have some players that can do that. But whoever, if they were to start a traditional center, you're going to probably be rolling out the worst starting center in the league out of all 30 teams. And I think the Pelicans just want to put their best five guys out there on the court, and that means a small ball lineup, so a non-traditional lineup without a starting center. This was popularized by the Golden State Warriors during their, you know, their dynasty run where they won all of those titles. They took Draymond Green, who's only 6'7", 6'8", and had him as their center, and it allowed him just to play fast. Usually those 7-foot centers, those big men, are a little bit slower, and as the NBA has kind of trended towards a more PC league, fast pace, moving the ball quicker, you need guys that are a little bit more mobile. 7-foot centers aren't always that. Some are, but the Pelicans don't have one of those guys. So if you're playing with a small ball lineup, you're sacrificing size for speed, essentially. It can work. You need to really focus on defensive rebounding, which can be an issue, so the team needs to collectively try and do it. But you hope that even if that is an area that you struggle in, on the offensive end, if a team is starting one of those slower centers, they're not going to be able to keep up with the rest of the roster. And so the Pelicans hope they'll be able to blitz opponents on the offensive end with that small ball lineup. And with Zion Williamson, with a defensive ace in Herb Jones, a shooter in CJ McCollum, Trey Murphy when he's healthy, Brandon Ingram as your go-to scorer, there's a lot of talent there that should still be able to be effective, even if you're going kind of, you know, against the traditional grain, I guess, with that kind of big starting center out there.
Let's talk about Zion and his conditioning and expectations this season and everything else.
He looks incredible. You know, one of the things we've been waiting for with him is for him to kind of find the maturity you need to succeed at the NBA level, to essentially just be a professional athlete, take care of your body, put in the work in the off season, come into the season in shape. And he hasn't done that yet. And when you look at last season, his year didn't really start until about January. Yes, he was playing before that, but he wasn't in game shape. He was kind of still working his way into being the best version of himself, and it took that 40-point loss to the Los Angeles Lakers in the in-season tournament, an embarrassing game for the Pelicans, for that really to be a wake-up call for him, where he started doing two-a-days to get that conditioning down. This offseason, from seeing him, from talking to him, from talking to people around him, he's been doing it all himself. And it seems like that light bulb has just gone off for him. Better late than never, even though we would have liked this earlier in his career. But just from looking at him, he looks like he's in the best shape of his career. He's realized that maybe some of the weight issues or the lack of conditioning has probably added to some of or caused some of the injuries that he's had in the past, held him back from being the best version of himself out there on the court. And he's doing all of the right things. For whatever reason, the light bulb has gone on. Something has clicked, and he's being the best version of himself. And I'm excited that his season is going to start on Wednesday. in October and not in January. This is a guy that, you know, if the Pelicans do well, can be in the MVP conversation, can make one of the three All-NBA teams, proving he's a top 15 guy in the league, something he hasn't been able to do just yet. And if that maturity is there, if he keeps himself healthy all season long, and he played his healthiest year last year in 70 games, this is a guy that's going to be a force in the league and going to be a nightmare for opponents every single night.
You know, we all see it in our kids' friends, where their faces change from being a young adult to a full-grown man or woman. I've seen the same thing in Zion, and I think maybe that might have a little bit to do with the light bulb, where you get your money, you're in the NBA, then all of a sudden you realize, hey, this is about my career, my legacy, right?
Yeah, and I think that's something that he's focused on. This is a guy who genuinely loves basketball. He wants to go down as one of the greatest players ever. But you can't do that when you're missing games. You can't do that when you're not competing as hard as you can night in, night out. And look, when they come into the league, a lot of these guys are 18. I was an idiot at 18. I didn't know what I was doing, and it takes a little while for it to kick in. Don't forget, he also had a child during the season last year. That probably creates some maturity for him, too, and he's kind of maybe just grown into himself. LeBron James, you know, who's playing into his 40s here, wasn't doing everything that he needed to do that year one, two, or three in the league. It even took him a little bit longer to kind of figure it out. Tom Brady's a good example of that, too. He was able to really elongate his career by the way he took care of his body, but he figured that out a little bit later. And Zion has finally figured it out. Better late than never, I say, when it comes to that sort of thing. And that should have him primed for a really big year.
Did Zion have a boy or a girl? I'm just curious.
I can't remember what it was. And he's pretty private about that sort of thing. So we don't really try and pry when it comes to it. But you've seen that they have a child and they start to mature really quickly.
Tim tells me it was a girl. Tim tells me it was a girl. I was wondering about some kind of, you know, Zion and, well, I hate to say little Zion because Lord knows he wouldn't be little, but, you know, some kind of Zion and his son playing, but there's still time for that. Real quick, Brandon Ingram, how do you see that playing out?
You know, right now he's going to be on the roster on opening night. That Trey Murphy extension, I don't want to say means he's for sure going to be gone, but it definitely puts the Pelicans in a numbers issue, a numbers crunch when it comes to the salary cap next season. They're still trying to figure that out. I think it's definitely more likely than not that he won't be on the team next season, but I could see him being on the team all year long this year.
Real quick, reasonable expectations, Jake Madison. You know, optimism is high at this time of year, tipping off against the Bulls tomorrow night in Smoothie King Center. Well, what are your reasonable expectations for the Pels this season?
You know, I think if you're looking kind of for like a realistic best-case scenario, we're not going to say they're going to go 82-0. They're not going to win the title. Mm-hmm. I don't even necessarily see them making conference finals or being a final team in the NBA. There's enough talent here, even if at times the fit is questionable, that I see them being a playoff seed. They should try and at least aim for that sixth seed, get out of the play-in tournament, safely be in the postseason. There's enough talent here, even in a brutal Western Conference, to be able to do that. I think that's the realistic goal for the team this year.
All right, let me zoom ahead to summer. What would you look back and consider a successful season?
You know, I think making some noise in the playoffs. You don't have to win a first-round series, but you need to just get Zion Williamson in there, and he needs to play. They've made the playoffs two times since he's been on the roster, and he has not played in the postseason once. You've got to get him that experience, put him on the biggest stage. We saw a brief glimpse of it, that play-in tournament game against the Los Angeles Lakers in the Smoothie King Center. They were down 18 points, and he led that kind of a one-man comeback. He was putting up 40 points. He was leading them to the win. The Lakers were on the ropes. And then he suffered a hamstring injury and couldn't finish out the game, and the Lakers won. He was going to lead the team to a win in that. I'm pretty convinced of that. We need to see that Zion Williamson in the playoffs. If you do that, even if you lose that first-round series, that provides so much optimism and something that you feel is a core building block for this franchise. You've got to get Zion Williamson in the playoffs this year.
Advancing would be nice, though. Thank you, Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. They tip it off tomorrow night against Chicago Bulls Smoothie King Center. Pels versus Bulls, game time, pregame 6:30, tip-off 7 o'clock, WWL AM FM, WWL.com, and streaming on a live Odyssey app. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.